Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome to episode 72, Sell the Experience. I have to admit, when I first dived into the entrepreneurial world, I did not know much about sales. And now what I've learned is sales and marketing are everything when it comes to business. I thought you would make a product or you would introduce a service and you would simply share it with the world. I had a few sales here and there when I got started, and I had a lot to learn, and I'm continuously learning. It was much different than healthcare, yet there were some similarities. The similarities have to do with how you feel when you feel that you have been taken care of and that people really care about you. Zig Ziglar said, "People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care." In health care, they do care about whether or not you know what you're doing. What stands out most is if you truly come from a place of caring, you are going to do what is best for someone. You will ensure that what you are doing and that you care about them as a person. And the same goes for sales. It's easy to say, "Look, I just want that product or service." But what you really want is a product or service, what it will do for you. It is your job to find out what that person needs and wants, and to be able to share how they will feel when they get it. During the past several months, I have devoured some recommended books in sales, from Jeffrey Gittimer's Sales Bible to Larry Pinsey and Phil Glosserman's Sell the Feeling series. They have been absolutely powerful game changers to the way I approach the sales conversation. I love creating memorable experiences for others and discovering their true need. When I coach business owners and executives, I enjoy helping them step into who they see themselves to be. Imagine that you had someone to help you reach some of your goals you long for, a person who will take a look at your situation, help you get really clear about where you want to go, and create a detailed plan and partnership. Wouldn't that be pretty cool? Now, you would be ready to take action and start getting results. That is what a coach does. Plus, hold you accountable for the results you say you want to achieve. Too many people focus on what it does. Great. But what your customer wants to know is what it will do for them. You know that radio dial that they're tuning into, the WIIFM? What's in it for me? What are the benefits that they will reap from having your product or service? Let's use the example of having a cleaning company come once every 2 weeks, let's say. They tell you they will clean your home for a minimum of 3 hours at a certain rate. If the price factor or the time factor is most valuable, it will be important to that person. Find out why hiring your company is important to them. Will it give them more time to spend with their family or allow them to work on a hobby that they've been passionate about? If so, address that specific reason. What will it feel like to have more time? What will you do with the extra time? Let them absorb and feel the feeling. People make their purchasing decisions based on emotions. Some of you may think that this is being manipulative, and I'm here to say no way. You may want to examine where that trigger is coming from. Perhaps you've had an experience or belief that you've had in the past that triggered you to think of that right away. What you're really doing is helping people get what they want. It allows them to connect with what they want or the vision that they have for themselves. One of the other lessons that I've learned about letting your best customer be your champion as you champion them, and one of the greatest things with that is I get to receive written audio and video testimonials, and I find that they're so powerful, and they are a great way for people to work with to cross-promote their business while sharing your gratitude with others. When people are in the state of appreciation, this is a great time to ask if they know anyone who would benefit from the services you've provided them. Ask them to share their experience with others. Another powerful quote I want to share with you is this: there are people who love you, love the work you do, and that people they love that love them too, who need to love you. Again, that's by Larry Pinsey and Phil Glosserman. Focus on the relationships that you have. Continue to build those connections. The majority of the places that you go or the things that you do are based on the connections that you've had with others. Create the experience of what people will achieve after working with you. Be memorable. Provide those powerful solutions that you deliver. Focus on creating an experience and how you will be the solution in providing the benefits that they are looking for. You never know who will benefit from them. I want to encourage you to never stop learning and take the time to see what works for you. You need to apply what you learn. Too many times I've been to conferences and different programs where people invest a lot of money. But the thing is, they gather all this knowledge, and there's no power in this knowledge until they take action with it to see if it works for them. That's what I want for you. By taking the nuggets that you learn from these podcasts, take them into action to see what's working for you, how you can up-level your game, get to the next level, and really work on what it is you want to achieve. You never know when or where your next breakthrough will occur. I want to thank you all for listening to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we talk about the leadership, the business, and the human potential. But ultimately, we're taking these principles to help you live rich from the inside out. I would love for you to go over to my website at www.deborahkozowski.com, where you're going to get a free MP3 download by just putting your name and email. We don't spam you, but you will get the 10 surefire strategies to power up your productivity and performance. And I would love to hear about what you gain from taking the tips and tricks from these podcasts and how it's impacted your life. You can email me at deborah@deborahkozowski.com. We would love a review or a 5-star high five. Share it with your friends. You never know what message will impact someone you know and make a huge difference. Also want to, my sponsor today is my own book. It's coming out in September 2017. It's called Let's Be Curious. It's about how to ask the right questions, get better answers, so you can make the best decisions. You can pre-order. We're in pre-launch mode. We're trying to make sure that everyone can grab this book. It will be a game changer for you. Go over to www.letsbecurious.ca to grab your copy today. Again, I want to thank you for listening, and remember to be the change you wish to see in the world, as Mahatma Gandhi said, and make today great.